we are all built so different. We are all built to be unique with a unique fingerprint, a unique story, a unique journey, a unique purpose.
This is the Own It Show, where we tell stories of how everyday people made ownership theirs.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Own It Show. I'm your host, Justin Rothling Schoeffer. And if you remember the solo session we did last week, we really talked about being able to identify what your purpose was and that it wasn't just this snap of the fingers, four-part course or 10-week series that all of a sudden helps you identify your purpose. And quite frankly, your purpose is going to continue to evolve. There will be different iterations of that along that journey. And that's what caused us to bet on ourselves, that acronym, BETT, Blessings, Energy, Time, and Testimony. And I want to touch this week on testimony, because so often we overlook that. We overlook our story. We underestimate ourselves, and that testimony was not by chance. That testimony, that story, that journey that we went on was not by accident. It was by design. And whether that was off on a distance and off on these far off valleys that we felt like God wasn't with us, it's not true. It was already pre-designed. It was already pre-done for us so that we could ultimately create a story to unleash our God-given purpose. And the reason that sharing a testimony can be so hard is that the moment that we, and I relate to this very heavily, the moment that we share our testimony is it puts us in an immediate place of responsibility. We have to take responsibility for those people that it resonates with. And quite frankly, I wasn't ready to share my testimony 2 years ago, 3 years ago. I wasn't ready to take on that responsibility. I was fearful of it. Again, I was like, why should I be the person to lead a group like that? Or why should I be the person that people look up to? Quite frankly, because I hadn't done the work yet. I hadn't done the work on myself. I hadn't done the work to heal. I hadn't done the work to figure out what it meant. I hadn't done the work to connect to God and figure out why I had gone through that. I was still angry. I still had a lot of these things going on internally that were holding me back from creating the real change and, quite frankly, leaning into my purpose. And that's why I woke up frustrated every day. That's why I woke up in this state of bitterness. That's why I woke up in what I called my ultimate failure, finding success outwardly, worldly, without this inner sense of fulfillment, this inner sense of peace. And that was a constant battle, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And so it wasn't until I was really able to own who I was, own my different, own my story, and really lean in. And so I want to go over what testimony is really all about and why that word is so crucial. So if we take a look at what testimony means, and we go back into the Latin root word of testimony, it's witness. So a testimony allows us to witness others, allows us to be a witness for others, to see others. And as human beings, we desire to be seen. We desire to be heard. We desire to be understood. And the Hebrew word for testimony is ayaduth, which means to do it again with the same power and authority. And so think about that for a second. Anytime that you go down a journey, would you rather somebody says, hey, how do I get to the highway from here? Would you rather take guidance from somebody who's never been to the highway from where you are? Or would you rather take guidance from somebody who traveled that road already? Well, we're all going to say you want to take it from the person who's been there already, who's done it, because that person is going to be able to do it again with the same power and authority in which they've done it already, because they've already maybe made mistakes. They've maybe already gotten a little bit confused on their journey. Maybe they've already been lost before. And so they're going to be able to help guide you. And so from the Latin word of witness to the Hebrew word, which means to do it again with the same power and authority, Our testimony allows others to be seen, heard, and understood. And because that testimony now locks us in with somebody else, we ultimately take responsibility for guiding those people through that. And that's why it's so hard to lean into sometimes. That's why it's so hard to be in that space. And so ultimately, because we are all built so different, we are all built to be unique with a unique fingerprint, a unique story, a unique journey, a unique purpose. But yet we all yearn to be understood and connected. So God gave us experiences, circumstances, and stories so that we could connect, we could create a testimony, and we could ultimately witness to others so that they could be seen, heard, and understood. And when we come back to that, we understand why our story becomes so powerful, why our testimony becomes so powerful. Whether we think it's small or whether we have this inflated view and we think it's big, it's important. It means something. It will resonate with people because we all yearn to feel seen, heard, and understood. And we all have unique experiences. And you have gone through what you've gone through in order to create that connectivity. And the testimony creates connectivity. It takes us out of exclusivity and brings us into inclusivity. It makes us relatable. It takes us from isolation, ultimately, to community. And when we're in community, we get taken out of that fear that once that you probably once felt as well. I felt it when I wasn't living in my purpose, when I was only living day to day in what I thought I was supposed to be doing. I lived in fear of telling my story. I lived in fear of owning my story. I lived in fear of owning my different. Why? Because I thought I was the only one. I thought I was embarrassed by it. I thought I would be seen as a lesser man because of it. I took it out on myself in a lot of ways. And until I healed, until I was able to really work through those things and ultimately go and tell my story, it took me out of isolation and ultimately took all those people that have related to it out of isolation. And so as soon as we share it, it takes us out of fear. And we take on the responsibility of the community that we serve because you're not the only one anymore. You don't carry those burdens alone. And it ultimately brings you closer to God because he has put that on you for a reason. And he's brought you to that community for a reason. And that ultimately is what your purpose is. And you will continue to find iterations on that purpose. You will continue to find iterations on that different. You will continue to find iterations on that testimony so that you can continue to speak into people. You can continue to connect with people. You can continue to ultimately reach people, see, hear, and understand people. Because at our core, that's really what we want. And at the core, that's how we were put together. That's how we were built. We were all built for connectivity. We were all built for wanting more. We were all built to ultimately serve at a higher level. And so I challenge you, what is your testimony? What is this story that you maybe haven't ever tapped into? And you've just been going through life and having things happen to you, but yet you didn't know they were happening for you. And you haven't been paying attention enough to the items that you have gone through and that you've overcome to ultimately realize the power of your testimony and the power that you hold within. Because again, remember, you have different inside of you because different created you. And as we lean in to understand what happened through our lives, what happened through our story, we've gone through these experiences for a reason. We have gone through these circumstances for a purpose so that we could ultimately relate to other people. And so if you've never given that a thought, if you've never sat back and said, what have I gone through? Have I been divorced? Am I a child of divorce? Have I been cut from every team that I went out for? Have I been born with a disability? Did I get in a certain accident and have to overcome certain things? All of these things happened for us. But the moment that we become aware of these things, become grateful for these things, lean into the underlying facet of why did these things happen and how can you use this as a testimony to tell your story to others, we'll continue to live in this fear. We'll continue to live in this space of discontentment. And by getting comfortable to tell this story, by getting comfortable to lean into this, by getting comfortable leaning into who you were made to be, is a freeing feeling. And so I challenge you to spend 10 minutes today, 10 minutes tomorrow, 10 minutes the next day, just reflecting, reflecting on things that you've been through, reflecting on your testimony, so that you can ultimately be a witness to others and ultimately take that same journey with more power and more authority to help those people through that. Remember, success is different. So own your different. And we'll see you next week.